بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Zain. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an interesting topic, and that is the naming of children. When a child, a new born child, a child is born, we can say the parents in Islam try to select a good name for the girl or the boy. So, of course, there have been also some etiquettes of what names to be selected. There have been also some etiquettes when a child is born, what to do, what not to do. Some a'mals are also, some recommended a'mals or mustahabbat are done. But now the question is that whether selecting a good name for a child has effect on the future of that child or are shaping his or her character or not, Sayyid Zain.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So choosing a good name for a child, it's something that is recommended by the Ahlul Bayt. Now, what kind of effect that has on a child, that is, you know, in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it hasn't been explained too much to us that, okay, you know, if you name a certain thing, this will happen. But we are told in the hadith that certain names, such as, you know, Muhammad or Fatima, these kind of names, if the child is named, then there's blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to that household.
Yes.
Right? So there's a hadith, I think, which says that, you know, blessed is the house that there's a Muhammad there. Blessed is the company of friends, there's a Muhammad there. So you know, basically these people who have these names, children who have these names, Allah's blessings come. Now, what these blessings are exactly,
Well,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself knows and he himself gives. But, you know, it suffices for us to know that, okay, Allah has special attention towards people who have these kind of names.
That's right. And at the time of Jahiliyyah, in the early Islam, you know, before Islam, I think some of the tribes in Arab Peninsula selected bad names for their children.
Mm-hmm.
The names that were not meaning good. And Prophet Muhammad himself, when he was born, you know, Abdul Muttalib selected the name Muhammad for him. Mm-hmm. The people, we can say, on the tribes were astonished because there was, I think, a kind of ceremony or gathering around Kaaba that when a child is born, the child is going over there, and the name of the child is pronounced loudly so that the heads of the tribes will confirm such a name or not. Upon hearing the name of Muhammad for the first time, so many heads of the tribes at the time of Jahiliyyah were astonished. Right. What kind of name is this?
Right. So one important thing to keep in mind here is that a human being has ikram, has dignity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And the name should reflect that as well. So names that are indignified, that are lowly names, we're supposed to refrain from them and rather pick names that are lofty. And obviously the loftiest of names are the names of the Ahlul Bayt. Loftiest of names, you know, another type of name that has been recommended in the riwayat are the names depicting, you know, being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as Abdullah or Abdul Rahman, these kind of names. So yes, you know, names that are, you know, lowly, that are not, you know, decent names, we're not supposed to have those for children. One thing that I think kind of unfortunately has taken, you know, root in our societies is a lack of attention towards these names, right? Because of the way that, you know, what the modern world is, which is a rejection of everything that is old, that's traditional.
Yes.
And when once a society gets into that mentality, what they want to do is, and the word modern itself means this as well, they want to have everything be new, right? So then instead of naming, you know, thinking of, okay, what's the best name that I can pick for a child? They think of what is the newest name I can pick for a child?
Yes.
What is the, you know, nicest sounding name, the coolest name that is in fashion these days that I can pick for a child? Unfortunately, people have, you know, they go after this and they pick names that are, you know, strange names that just sound nice to that society at that time. But they don't have a profound meaning. They don't have anything profound behind them.
Yes, right? That's right.
And if you say that, okay, you know, no, you should name them after the imams and the prophets.
Yes.
And they'll say that, oh, you know, but our grandfather, they were named this. You know, Ali was my grandfather. I can't name my child that. No, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, all of his sons were named Ali.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He, you know, and I believe there's a hadith from as well that where he, you know, one of the rulers says that, you know, you're Ali to I believe, Imam Zainul Abidin.
Yes.
Your brother is Ali.
Yes.
Now, what is this? And the Imam Hussein, when he hears of this, he says that if I had, you know, many, many sons, I would name them all Ali.
Yes.
Right. So, no, repetition in name is not a bad thing. Obviously, you know, we should name them something that we can, you know, distinguish from other people. But the names of al-Bayt, they're very special names.
That's right. Imam al-Rizali salam says that al-Baytu al-Lazi fihi Muhammadun yusbu ahluhu bikhayrin wa yumsuna bikhayrin. You know, when
the house in which there is a Muhammad.
Yeah, there is a Muhammad, you know, and the sunset and the sunrise will be with khayr,
right,
you know.
So the whole day is basically
the whole day,
with goodness, with khayr.
Or for example, the poverty will not reach a house in which
these names are there,
are selected for the people of the house. And, you know, especially when you name a child after the infallible imams or prophets or something like that, you know, when you call such a person, it is a reminder for the person himself too that, listen, be careful. You are titled by such a holy name, so you have to take more about your deeds and actions.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Like somebody who knows the, who has a name like, you know, Muhammad or the names of the Imam or Lady Fatima alayhi salam, if they have attention towards what this name is, what it depicts, who were the personalities, you know, described by this name, then naturally it's a push to become more and more like them, become closer to them, be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be like Fatima alayhi salam, definitely. But on the other hand as well, which is a bit scary, and hopefully it doesn't scare people away from naming their kids these names, is that for the parent as well, who names their child Muhammad or Fatima, now they have to be careful as well. There are hadiths that point towards this that say that, you know, if you name your child Muhammad or Fatima, you know, don't frown at them, don't hit them, don't scold them, right? So now, because the child has a name that is a lofty name,
dignified
name, you know, the parents,
or for example, do not call their names by bad titles or bad descriptive phrases.
Right, right.
Okay, that's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So that's right. We have to take lots of care about selecting a name, especially for the girls, you know, and the women of the society. Selecting a good name, which are the titles or nicknames or eponyms of Lady Fatima to Zahra, is very much recommended for them. And this has shown that, for example, how much respected the ladies were in the eyes of Prophet Muhammad and the infallible imams, something contrary to the Arabs of the Jahiliyyah, who used to bury their girl, new girl, alive, unfortunately, because they consider this is a disgrace for them to have a child girl. That's right.
The Prophet ﷺ, he would if Lady Fatima should walk in, he would get up from his place, sit her on you know where he was sitting, and basically do a lot, you know, dignify her. So which was quite contrary to the culture at that time.
That's right. Unfortunately, sometimes nowadays, in the modern world, we can see that the people, as you said, say, okay, these names are archaic, they are obsolete, out of date, or something like that. Let's, for example, select a name which seems new to the eyes, or, for example, new to the ears of the people. And maybe selecting a name for some people is a matter of reputation or attraction, you know, in order to absorb the attraction, the ears of the people. Right. But the meaning of and the content of the name and title should be very much important, isn't it?
No, it should be very important. Unfortunately, that is the case that people, you know, pick random sounding names, and sometimes they're not even like
they don't know the meaning. Sometimes
they don't have meaning. Sometimes they have strange meanings. Like for example, although this is another way people pick names, which I don't think is a correct way.
Yes.
Or at least they should ask somebody who is a scholar about these names. They open the Quran and the word that they find, they just name that. So I've you know known people with, you know, strange sounding names that in Arabic, like, you know, they don't make much sense. So if somebody wants to do that, then they should you know at least ask a scholar that, okay, what does this mean? Can I name a child, you know, this word or not? Right. So you know, basically the meaning should be a good meaning.
Yes. And the children with good naming, I mean familiar sounding words in terms of linguistics, you know, are welcomed in the public more rather than strange names. Because if a child is named strangely on that time, the children remind themselves, what kind of name is this, okay?
Right.
What kind of character is this? Let's welcome it or let's not welcome that boy or girl.
Yeah, so if somebody names their child based on, you know, the names that are popular at one time, okay, well, in maybe a few decades, that name might not be popular anymore. And people just look at it and be like, you know, what kind of name is this, right? So it's not a good idea to go after what are the trends, what is popular.
Yes.
You know, it's a good idea to go after what the Ahlul Bayt and, you know, they've told us.
And as we said, selecting a name has direct role in shaping the future of such a person. For example, if a person is called Kadhim, you know, it is a reminder for him that, for example, take care to control your anger. Every day. Okay? So, but, you know, or when some, calling such names must be complete, is better to say. For example, we cannot pronounce Muhammad as Mammat, or we can say Hussein or Hussein as, for example, Hussein or something like that in a shortened form. Okay,
it's better not to.
It's better not to. For example, it is Mahdi. It is not Mehdi or Mehdi or something like that. Okay, so it's better to when such holy names are selected for our children, it's better to pronounce them as correctly, as the Anbiya and the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to pronounce them. Because even pronouncing such a name is holy.
Right. Okay. One other thing that I would say is another trend that we see, especially in the West.
Yes.
Because over there, people have moved there from, you know, these other Muslim countries. And they want to blend in.
Yes.
They don't want to stand out.
Yes.
So then they give their kids names that are, you know, somewhat Islamic sounding, but they're okay with, you know, names over there as well. Or sometimes, you know, they would give them completely non-Islamic names.
Yes.
Or sometimes they give them Islamic names, but then call them, you know, like, for example, Muhammad turns into Mo.
Oh, no, it's not good. Mo is not good. Brother Mo.
Brother Mo. It's not good. And many certain instances.
Yeah.
I think we Muslims have to be very careful.
Yes.
Very, very careful that it's not just a name. It's not just like, you know, something, you know, arbitrary.
Yes.
Right.
It is not a brand. It's not a title of a goods to be sold out in the markets.
As you said, it has an effect on the person.
Yes.
And one thing is that it helps them formulate their identity as well. Right. Muhammad, even when Muhammad becomes bigger,
yes,
you know, he knows that he is still Muhammad.
Yes.
Right? There is this connection to, you know, the Islamic, you know, ummah, connection, yes, to the Islamic lands, yes, to the Islamic people, to Islam itself. Whereas somebody who has a completely, you know, Western-sounding name, okay, then that's, they're one step, you know, removed from that, right? Their name is Western. Then slowly, slowly, you know, obviously living there, it's like that, that, you know, people's culture, if they're not careful, it changes as well, and their identity becomes that of a, you know, a person who's a Westerner.
That's right. Okay.
And it's not limited to just Western lands either, mm-hmm, right? To the extent that Western, you know, ideals and Western culture has infiltrated Islamic lands as well, we see such, you know, cases in Islamic lands too.
That's
that
right.
People slowly, slowly, they go away from, you know, what is supposed to be an Islamic culture, Islamic way of being and living, and they adopt the Western way of being, living, dressing, right? And the name is something that, you know, shows that as well, that change, which is an unfortunate change.
That's right. Very much good example in the recent years, and this is my last wordings, was Muhammad Ali's Hollywood star, which is on the wall.
Right.
You know that the Hollywood stars, we can say, has this walk of fame or something,
right,
wall of fame or,
mm-hmm,
something like that. Muhammad Ali said that, I want my star on the wall and not on the ground. And when he was asked why, he said, I don't want the people to step on the name of Muhammad and Ali.
Right.
And this was, we can say, if you Google Muhammad Ali, for example, a star on the wall, why is it not on the ground? You can find the respect, so much respect that he had even for, mm-hmm, the name. When he converted to Islam, he selected the name Muhammad Ali for himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Zain, for a nice elaboration regarding selecting a good name for our children. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan.